Yesterday, I attended the 2021 Missouri Pork Expo at the Lake of the Ozarks. On today's KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did with a gentleman that's been leader of Missouri Pork for many years.
Margaritaville Resort at the Lake of the Ozarks is Missouri Pork Producers Expo for 2021. I'm with the Executive Director for the Pork Association, Don Nicodem. Don, this has been challenging, I'm sure, in planning this for months, not knowing whether or not it would be a go, but we've got a good turnout and just a great convention here.
Larry, thanks. I think so, too. We're pretty pleased. We had really great response from exhibitors and sponsors. It's been really positive. Turnout today is good, and we look at the number of pigs represented around the state, why they're definitely here. And when we look at our numbers for our banquets and our other activities coming on, they're on track or as good as ever. So we're really pleased at that perspective. So we think it's going to be a good event. All total, we'll finish up tomorrow, of course. I got the governor coming to the banquet tonight, and Jim Wiesmeyer with Pro Farmer will be our political analyst at the breakfast. And he always does such a great job, so we're looking forward to hearing him.
Also, we have items for the silent and for the live auction, so that's going to be a big event tonight at the banquet as well.
Oh, certainly is. We really appreciate all of our sponsors that help make that possible, because those items for the various vendors and entities that support the pork industry have done a great job of providing us with some outstanding items. And Larry, you need to go bid on some of those.
I'll have to go do that before I leave, I promise. Always some great items over there. And, you know, one thing, too, is during the lunch, you gave awards to the FFA members that were in the speech contest. And, you know, anytime you go to any organization, Director Chen always says, if you go to any event, you see those blue jackets there, you know it's going to be an okay event.
Certainly is. We've done this pork speaking contest for many, many years. And again, the six district winners from across the state competed today and took home cash prizes of up to $300 for their efforts, and just had some really outstanding young people, and that's always encouraging.
I've got National FFA Weeks coming up the last week of this month, and I've already started sending out invitations. We're going to do everything over the phone this year. Usually I go to 36 schools and talk to them, but because of the COVID, we are going to do it over the phone. But always look forward to that, and I tell you, some of the easiest interviews you do are with these FFA members.
It's amazing. They really get engaged, and they've had a lot of practice and experience, and they do a fantastic job. So, like you said earlier, the kids in the blue jackets, certainly encouraging about the future.
Absolutely. And, you know, they believe in agriculture, and they're not afraid to say it to anyone. And well, that's one thing with them, and then even going down to 4-H level.
You will hear more of my interview with Don Nicodem on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. I used to have a fear of hurdles, but I got over it. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.